You're listening to The Little Pod of Inspiration, a collection of stories and poems about love, redemption, and change. Inspiration is all around us. All we have to do is look. Sometimes, when reading the news, it feels like the world is on a downward spiral. Ignorance, hate, bigotry, and pointless tragic deaths. But then we have stories like the San Francisco Bat Kid. The city of San Francisco worked with the Make-A-Wish Foundation to turn the city into a replica of Batman's Gotham City for a day, to make the wish of a 5-year-old cancer patient come true. The day included rescuing citizens in danger, as well as combating Batman's archenemies like the Penguin and Riddler. The pictures of little Miles, the kid at the heart of it all, told you what it meant to him. Or read about the hundreds of strangers who turned up for a lonely old soldier's funeral. Harold Jellicoe Percival died in a nursing home in November 2013. He had no friends or family to put him to rest. When an internet campaign put the word out about this fallen hero, after the local paper placed an advert, more than 300 people responded to pay their respects to someone who had given so much. Or find out about the folks living in comfort using reverse psychology to raise money for the homeless. Volunteers from The Passage, a UK organisation, held signs to share the same message a homeless person would use. Except this message came from someone who was fortunate and clearly wasn't homeless. The result was an increase in donations by 25%, and more than 650,000 people learned about the work The Passage does and why homelessness is something we can all do something about. And you know, it makes you remember that at the end of the day, the world might actually be okay. Here's to the good people. Thanks for listening. If you want to hear more from The Little Pod of Inspiration, simply head on over to littlepod.ca, where you'll find more episodes like this. Until the next time, take care and stay safe.